This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following repeated disruptions by opposition members over several issues, including the alleged NEET paper leak. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha each witnessed three adjournments due to opposition's uproar. When both the houses reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, opposition members resumed their protests over the NEET issue. Amid the continued uproar, the chairs adjourned Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, now known as Mangal Milan, was held in Parliament House today. During the meeting, NDA Alliance partners passed a congratulatory motion honouring Prime Minister Narendra Modi for becoming the longest-serving elected Prime Minister of India. Talking to Media Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. He said Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in examination paper leaks and safeguarding the interests of the country's youth.
Paper leak ka khabar aaye turant sarkar ne karwai kiya.
As soon as reports of paper leak emerged, the government took swift action. 13 individuals were arrested and sent to jail. To ensure that the future of students was not affected, the NEET re-examination was conducted on priority and the results were declared in a timely manner. Strict measures have also been put in place to prevent such incidents from recurring.
Dobara is tarah ka paper leak na ho iske liye sakti se kadam uthaya gaya hai.
Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today visited Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi and held a meeting with the doctors at the hospital. He also reviewed the condition of those injured during yesterday's protest in the national capital over the alleged exam paper leak of NEET UG 2026. Mr. Nadda also visited Lady Harding Medical College and Hospital and met the injured protesters who are admitted there. The Central Drug Standard Control Organization has granted marketing authorization for India's first dengue vaccine, the attenuated dengue vaccine, Qdenga, to strengthen national dengue prevention efforts. This is the first dengue vaccine approved in the country for the prevention of dengue disease. The vaccine is approved for the prevention of dengue disease in individuals of 4 to 60 years of age. India today summoned the Russian charge d'affaires Vladimir Ladanov following the attack on the commercial vessel MV Golden Leo on the 19th of this month, which resulted in the tragic loss of 4 Indian lives, conveying grave concerns and unequivocal condemnation of the attack. The Ministry of External Affairs said that such attacks undermine the safety, security and stability of international maritime commerce. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has congratulated Ed Miliband on his appointment as the UK Foreign Secretary. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he looks forward to working together to advancing cooperation between India and the UK. In Sikkim, 11 bodies have been recovered so far as rescue measures have been intensified to evacuate people trapped inside the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardung in Namchi district. The senior superintendent of police of Namchi district informed that at least 25 people are trapped inside the tunnel, which collapsed likely due to landslides yesterday. Rescue operation is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole and assured all assistance. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have expressed grief over the loss of lives in Sikkim. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for today. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in negative zone today. The Sensex declined 238 points to close at 77,470. The Nifty lost 51 points to settle at 24,188. And in China Open Badminton, India's H.S. Pranoy's campaign ended in the opening round after losing to Malaysia's Leong Jun Hao in Changzhou today. Devika Sihag lost to Thai player Busan in the women's singles draw. And that is the end of this news bulletin.